May 25th, in spite of all the accusations being put out by the White House during the previous 6 days, I received a call from Mr. Mark Geeran, an aide to Mr. Mac McClarty, who actually attempted to convince me that I had not really been fired, but had been put on administrative leave, as they now realized that I had no financial authority of any kind within the office. He had no explanation as to why the five of us to which this applied would not be permitted to return to the White House travel office. Although the White House recognized that not all of us had any financial authority, for the next 30 months, we all became part of a full-blown Department of Justice investigation with Billy Dale as their target. For myself, it involved FBI agents interviewing my neighbors, two grand jury appearances, two Justice Department and FBI interviews, and one meeting with the IRS, along with legal fees over $65,000 of my retirement funds. Over time, where before I've been intimidated, now turned to In spite of all the accusations being put out by the White House during the previous 6 days, I received a call from Mr. Mark Geeran, an aide to Mr. Mac McClarty, who actually attempted to convince me that I had not really been fired, but had been put on administrative leave, as they now realized that I had no financial authority of any kind within the office. He had no explanation as to why the five of us to which this applied would not be permitted to return to the White House travel office. Although the White House recognized that not all of us had any financial authority, for the next 30 months, we all became part of a full-blown Department of Justice investigation with Billy Dale as their target. For myself, it involved FBI agents interviewing my neighbors, two grand jury appearances, two Justice Department and FBI interviews, and one meeting with the IRS, along with legal fees over $65,000 of my retirement funds. Over time, where before I've been intimidated, now turned to